بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A very warm welcome to this Thursday afternoon live edition of Revival in Motion, but a very special program this afternoon as we talk more about the Hajj, the sea of white, the people who have gathered, the millions of them who have gathered for the pinnacle of the Hajj, the penultimate of this journey of a lifetime, the essence of Hajj, the day of Arafah. Ahlan wa sahlan, welcome to Radio Islam, where we hope to bring it alive for you, in your heart, in your mind, take you down into Hajj and to understand what it is all about, subhanAllah. But I want to share with you something that one of our colleagues had shared with us, and it is just so, so awe-inspiring. And it goes as follows, subhanAllah. It is a dua of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dua that he made at the occasion of Arafah, on the Hajj itself. And it appears in an excerpt from the book, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Mirror of His Supplications by Mawlana Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi. But inshallah, before we do that, I want to just give you an outline of what you can look forward to in this hour. It is already the day of Eid, Laylatul Jaiza, here in Southeast Asia, and that includes Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, Brunei, Burma, Myanmar, Philippines, Australia, New Zealand, Fiji Islands. All of us now are into the night of Eid, Laylatul Jaiza. So alhamdulillah, if you're listening in from any of the countries now where you are already into the night of Eid, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, Rayhana, rayhannah@gmail.com. That's rayhannah@gmail.com. Or send me a WhatsApp to +60 13 260 8592. So if you are somewhere in the world like me celebrating Eid already now, because it is 12 minutes past the hour of 8 in Malaysia and Singapore, I'd love to know from you, what are your plans for Eid? And inshallah, send out a message to us with your Eid greetings. Alhamdulillah, in Makkah al-Mukarramah, it is now 12 minutes past the hour of 3. Much of the day has passed in Arafah. Everyone shrouded in white, rich, poor, young, old, from all over the world, from hundreds of different countries, nationalities, cultures. Subhanallah, it is an ocean, sea of believers coming together. We often wonder if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was here to see the ummah gather on the day of Arafah. There are tears being shed, subhanAllah, as people seek redemption and reformation, and they find the hope that they've been seeking in Arafah. They find the closure and the healing. And for those who have had the great fortune and blessing of going for the Hajj, then I'm sure you can agree with me that the day of Arafah itself brings so much of healing and closure and allows you to develop your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on another level, isn't it? Well, on the program today, we will be crossing over to our colleague, Sister Amara, and we're going to get a female's perspective on what it's like to be in Arafah for Hajj 1436, Hajj 2015. We're also going to try and link up with other guests from different parts of the world that are on Hajj as well, inshallah. Let's hope our networks stay on for today and then we get to make those calls and speak to them, inshallah. I'll also be sharing with you messages that I was unable to read out yesterday, because of the network shutdown, but alhamdulillah, I'm going to share that with you on the program today, experiences from our listeners themselves. And subhanAllah, the dua I was telling you about, it is so, so beautiful. So I want to share the English with you. I've posted it on Twitter and Facebook, and it's a dua that appears in Tabarani. And it is a dua that is so spiritually charged, so awe-inspiring. And it is as Sheikh Nadwi says, Mawlana Nadwi says, that even today, when repeating these words, which words? The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Arafah. Even when we repeat these words today, our hearts are moved and our eyes are filled with tears and Allah's mercy clearly seems inclining. Allahu Akbar. So I want to share with you the English of it, and it is as follows. Listen. O Allah, without any doubt, you hear what I say and see where I am, and you know my inner and outer disposition, meaning whatever I hide and whatever I show. Nothing regarding me is concealed from you. I am a distressed, needy beggar who seeks your protection, trembling and fearful while acknowledging and confessing my sins. I ask of you just as a destitute person would ask. I pleadingly cry in front of you like the crying of one who is sinful and humbled. I call out to you, the call of one who is overcome with fear and affliction, the entreaty of one who has bowed his neck in submission, humility, to you. And his tears stream forth for you, and his body lies in total submissiveness to you. And his nose is rubbed in the dust in humility before you. O Allah, let me never fail in supplicating you, and always remain compassionate and merciful towards me. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. What an incredible dua. What an incredible dua. One of my colleagues had shared this with us, and subhanAllah, as Sheikh Nadwi says, is it possible to find in the record of human eloquence and rhetoric a more touching, sincere, and meaningful words than these? To declare Allah's grandeur and majesty, to express the helplessness of a beggar, the inability, the destitution, the want, the humility, and the pitiable state of a person making dua. Even today, when repeating these words, hearts are moved, eyes are filled with tears, and Allah's mercy clearly seems inclining. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who, those who are heedful, and those who are aware, and those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only on this day, but always. Yesterday I mentioned a challenge, and I said, what is the legacy of timeless sacrifice that you're going to remember this Hajj by, even if you are not on the Hajj this year? Even if you've never been on the Hajj, what's the timeless sacrifice, the legacy of timeless sacrifice? Because that is what Hajj is about. And that's really one of the reasons we've kept our theme that. Because when we think of Hajj, what comes to mind? Timeless sacrifice. So the Hujjaj, from the moment they made the intention, you know, Hujjaj will tell you that the moment they made the intention, there were tests from Allah. There were tests and blessings in disguise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those tests are to strengthen our resolve, to bring us closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to make us more appreciative of the gift of pilgrimage, of the gift of Hajj, of the gift of being able to stand there on Arafah today and say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. So everything comes, everything beautiful and good comes with sacrifice. We're often made to believe by the West, by non-believers, that life is meant to just be a breeze. And if it isn't that, then there's something wrong. But as believers, our mindset reminds us that we don't take on a sabotage mindset, or self-pitiable mindset, but rather an empowered stance, where we believe that Allah is in control of our lives, of our happiness, of our destiny, and we make effort, and we make dua, and we try our best, but we're always leaving it in Allah's hands. And as believers, we're ready for sacrifice. Even when we feel we're not, and we go through something tough in life, we are ready for it. Because the Qur'an and the hadith, the sunnah, empowers us to realize that the beauty of being the abd, the beauty of ubudiyah, of enslavement to Allah, comes with sacrifice. And that sacrifice is worth it. SubhanAllah. Ask anyone today in the heat of Arafah, standing on the plains of Arafah, surrounded by millions of others far from their home and their loved ones and everything that they're familiar with, and they would never ever change that for anything in the world. SubhanAllah. So this is a dua, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Arafah. It is mentioned in Tabarani. I have put it up on Twitter and Facebook earlier today, so you can check it out there as well. Now, yesterday I shared something about Mina itself. And I shared the words, and these were very poignant words and words that resonated with many people. It's the words of Reem Al-Faisal, a princess of Saudi Arabia, one of the princesses, but a photographer as well. And here's what she wrote. I quote, "It is difficult to capture the Hajj in text or visually, since the Hajj is larger than any possible description. No book or photograph can ever give the Hajj its due. Even those who perform the Hajj can never fully comprehend it. From the first day of Hajj, one is swept away by the sheer motion and size of it. You find yourself moving at another level of your consciousness. As you perform one ritual after the other, you slowly discover the rhythm of the universe." Allahu Akbar. And one of the most beautiful comments that I read was from one of our sisters who is on Hajj, an optometrist from South Africa, and we spoke to her yesterday, Sister Hasina Majid, and she said, "That is eloquently put. Hajj is the most humbling experience I have ever encountered. A Haji, irrespective of their wealth, status, and superiority, is reduced to nothing. Once you move to Mina, your wealth, education, and comfort count for nothing. All you have is your faith and your connection with Allah. Hajj can be likened to death in many aspects, and Arafah to the day of Qiyamah. Unfortunate are those who come here just for the sake of completing the obligation without taking in the purpose of Hajj and implementing the lesson into everyday life." Allahu Akbar. How very true, subhanAllah. It's 22 minutes past the hour of 2 and 22 minutes past the hour of 3 in Makkah al-Mukarrama and in Arafah. We're going to go for a nasheed break and hopefully inshallah on the other side of this, link up to sisters in Arafah. Stay with us.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا تعبدا ورقا لبيك مرهوبا ومرغوبا إليك لبيك ذا النعماء والفضل الحسن لبيك وسعديك والخير.
It is days of Hajj and they're finally here. Those that have waited for years and decades, who've saved their entire, you know, their salaries, who cashed in many countries, they cash in their jewelry, in their homes, they sell their cars, so that they're able to go on the journey of a lifetime. A journey that allows for redemption and for hope and for unity. A journey that allows for the renewal of our faith and our belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A journey that takes us back to the very essence of who we are and why we've been created and our mission on earth and what it is to be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the Hajj and what it means, there's one, I won't say it's a poem, but it's just an extract that's been doing the rounds on social media. And it's so apt, I think, to how we all feel right now. And it goes as follows. How I wish I could be one of those walking to Mina, to echo the labbaik with the crowd, to take my pebbles and pelt the hated one, and lay my head on the blessed ground of Muzdalifah, to let my tears fall on the plains of Arafah, and see the Kaaba, and perform the tawaf, O Allah, with this ache to be amongst those you have called this year, that our names be among those called next year. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are fortunate to experience the Hajj. If we haven't, to inshallah experience it. And if we have, then to experience it over and over and over again, inshallah. A reminder as well of the Ayyam al-Tashriq for the sisters to recite it softly. And remember that began or has begun today. That is the 23rd of September. And it ends on the 27th of September. So from today, 23rd of September at Fajr, right up to Isha, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, until Asr. And that's so from the Fajr of the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, that's from Fajr today, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, until Asr of the 13th, that's a total of 23 Salah. It's obligatory upon every Muslim adult, male and female, to recite the Takbirat al-Tashriq, and the males to recite it immediately after the Salam of the Fard Salah, and to recite it loudly, and females also, but to recite it softly, the words of Ayyam al-Tashriq, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Subhanallah. Beautiful, beautiful reminder, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what it means, basically telling us Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There is no God except Allah. And Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. And to Him belongs all praise. That is really what the Hajj is all about. Whether you are on the Hajj, whether you're home in your own town and country, far away from the millions gathering today in Arafah. On this day of forgiveness, it's a chance for each of us to renew our pledge, our allegiance, our commitment to our deen, to honor our relationship and our commitment with our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, many have asked what it's like to experience Eid in Southeast Asia. Well, here in Southeast Asia, so that would be Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, all of these countries, especially Singapore, Malaysia and Brunei, we call it Hari Raya Haji. So we don't say Bakri Eid, but we say Hari Raya Haji. And so that's the Bakri Eid as you know it. It's also known as Hari Raya Idul Adha. So it's an Eid which is very much family oriented. So there are those, like from Malaysia, 22,000 who have gone for the Hajj. But the rest, the hundreds of thousands others who are back home, for them it's a chance to get back with their family and to go back to their homes or their towns or villages. So many people work in the capital cities or the administration capitals like Kuala Lumpur and Putrajaya, Shah Alam. And so during the Hari Raya, during the Eid, they travel back to their towns or their villages. And in Malay, we call a village kampung. So people go back to their village where their grandparents are or where their ancestors lived or their extended family, and everyone meets together. And they spend the Eid holiday together. So here in Malaysia and Singapore, for the Muslims, and in Malaysia especially being a Muslim country, and Indonesia, the Eid is tomorrow, Thursday the 24th, and on Friday the 25th. These are the two public holidays that we have. But of course the Eid is celebrated on all 3 days. Now, the Fajr is quite late in our part of the world. It's a rainforest, and the sun rises quite late. Many people think that with it being so hot, the sun would rise very early. But the sun only rises, or rather Fajr is only at 10 to 6. So Fajr Jama'ah at 6, so it's like that pretty much for most of the year. Which means we have a much later start to our Eid day, unlike South Africa. And so Eid Salah is after 8 p.m. only, and some places 8:30 and a quarter to 9. So people will go for the Fajr Salah and then come back home, the men will come back home, and then they'll prepare to go back for the Eid Salah. And people will go dressed in their finest, and people wear the traditional Malay clothes, and the Malay topi for the men. And they will go for the Eid Salah. And after the Eid Salah and the Eid Khutbah, they have baskets, and many people can be found carrying these big wooden baskets. And in these baskets, they're all tied up as though they're like a wedding kunsha parcels, right? They have these ribbons and decoration on the baskets. And inside are all these luxurious, elegant chocolates and sweets. and they're all individually wrapped. Some of them have Eid greetings written on it. Some of them are stamped out with Eid chocolate molds. And they will walk around. Normally the young children will walk around with the basket and hand out or offer the chocolates to everyone. There's also a tradition that when you finish the Eid Salah, then the person on your right and left, you greet them. So you take out your hand and you make salam. And then the tradition in Malaysia and Indonesia and Singapore is after you make salam with your hand, you nod your head slightly forward, and then you take your right hand and you put it on your heart, and then you smile at the next person. It's like a guarantee of your salam, and it's coming from your heart, and that you're happy to meet the person. If they're greeting older people, so you often see young girls greeting their grandmothers or their aunts or even their mothers, they will take their mother's hand, and they will kiss their mother's hand, and some of them will kiss the forehead as well when they greet. So there's a lot of respect. And after that, everybody goes back to their home, or if they're in their kampung, in their village, they go back to the main house or the big house, or family house, and then they do qurban. Qurban is qurbani, or slaughter, but it's generally done by the males. And so they do the qurbani and complete before dhuhr time. But it's quite relaxed, so you find many people making the qurbani after dhuhr, right up until asr, and many people in many homes, they'll do some of the qurbani on Friday, and then they'll do Saturday and Sunday as well. So they do the main, on the first day, generally the older people in the family do their qurbani. And then there's a lot of food. Malaysians are foodies, so there's plenty of food available. There's lots to eat as well, and people go out of their way to prepare a lot. Food, lovely new clothes, mehndi on the hand, and so it's quite a celebration, alhamdulillah. And that's really what the Hajj Eid is like. Now, Hari Raya Haji means great day of the Hajj. Hari Raya Haji means great day of the Hajj. And also, as I said, it's known as Eid al-Adha. So we don't say Eid, but Eid al-Adha, or the great day of sacrifice. So it's something that's celebrated all throughout Malaysia amongst all Muslims. And it's something that people are very excited about. Even non-Muslims are very excited because they do greet their Muslim neighborhood and friends for their Eid itself. One of the issues that Malaysia has had in recent years is the shipment of livestock for Qurbani. Sometimes in previous years, there was actually, the shipments were delayed, so people only made Qurbani on the second day of Eid. So on the first day of Eid, very few. That was in previous years. From 1997, the Malaysian Ulama Council began taking over importing of animals for Qurbani. And so they dealt with that, and there were no longer any problems that were experienced. So alhamdulillah, that went off very well for the Muslims in Malaysia. Again, like I said, it's very much a family affair. It's spending time with your family, with your close friends. Now, there's an amazing tradition, and that's one of the things I love about Malaysia, is that there's so much of hospitality and warmth. So for both Eids, there's a special tradition. It's called open house. And it's actually just where you get to see Malaysian hospitality. And it literally is that. People open their doors to friends, to strangers, to anyone. So their doors will be wide open, and they'll lay out trestles in the garden or on the balcony, or set out buffet tables. Some will cook at home, others will have it catered, and they will literally serve 7-course meals, all traditional foods. If you've been to Malaysia, nasi goreng, clay pot chicken, and the works, and you would then just, you know, go and partake. And it's a wonderful way to invite others to the deen as well, and to get them to see what the deen is about. So people just, even if you don't know someone, but you see that they have trestles laid out, and you see there's food out, people just go up, they greet, some sit down to eat or have a drink, and you just say, Selamat Hari Raya, and you enjoy whatever they've prepared. Generally, the dress code is, again, very traditional. So it's the long sleeve batik. It would be the kibaya. It's a long top with full sleeves and a long skirt. All the ladies would wear an abaya, and the men would wear long loose tops and pants with a topi. And that's what they would wear when they're celebrating Eid, the day of Eid. It's a very colorful thing. Children are dressed very colorfully. And these open houses are a wonderful way to meet different Muslims from other parts of the world as well. Lots of expats get to meet up as well. You find that in Malaysia, a lot of people do decorate their homes as well. It's a way to keep the tradition alive of the Eid itself, to keep that amongst children as well. It's very important that they realize that the Eid is a very special and joyous occasion. And so that's what Eid is like. People spend it a lot with family or close friends, traveling back to their villages, their kampungs, and enjoy their Eid in that way with their family and their loved ones. We're going to go for our first break of the hour, and I hope you enjoyed listening to what it's like to celebrate Eid, Eid al-Adha, in Malaysia. We go for a break. When we return, I share with you Hajj reflections from a student of mine. Stay with us.
Al-Tawheed Islamic Center Kurbani 2015. A grade animals available from 1,500. You may slaughter with us for your own consumption or donate the meat for distribution. We distribute meat parcels to poor and indigenous Muslims at various of our centers across Gauteng, Mpumalanga and the Northwest. All proceeds will go to upgrade the Wheeler's Farm Masjid and Madrasa. Banking details as follows. Standard Bank account number 202-566-889. Branch 015-137. Reference Kurbani. For more information, call 011-854-9510 or visit us at the Trade Route Mall shop number L31 next to Celsius.
Sedges, situated in Vereeniging, your one-stop family shop. Get up to 35% off youthful, casual and kiddies branded clothing. For the lovers of functional art, try our Carol Boys range. Look at our exquisite furniture and linen department, tasteful furniture, decor and advice to matching linen and curtains. Treat yourself to the beauty of designer jewelry, watches, sunglasses and formal wear to suit your taste. Sedgers, your original family store where personal service is guaranteed.
Sunbeam Steel, suppliers of all steel products. For carports, gates, burglar-proofing, fencing, reinforcing steel mesh, and all your structural steel. We also stock roof sheeting in galvanized polycarbonate and fiberglass. For that fantastic rail deal, contact Sunbeam Steel. Situated at Main Clip River Road, Akenhof. Call us on 011-948-6011 or 6013 or 011-948-7905.
Hajj programs and broadcasts brought to you by Khidmatul Awam.
Khidmatul Awam Pilgrim Services. Call our KZN office on 031-207-4410. Khidmatul Awam, making Hajj and Umrah possible at affordable prices.
True success requires sacrifice. Hundreds of thousands of Muslims belonging to different nationalities and races, drawn from all walks of life, the rich and the poor, the princes and the slaves, the doctor and the mechanic, the ruled and the ruling, all gather together in Hajj as equals. They all wear the same clothes, recite the same phrases, Labaik Allahumma Labaik, are shoulder to shoulder in similar lines during Tawaf, walking around the Holy Kaaba, while performing the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and while pelting stones on the Sa'i, besides standing together at the five daily prayers.
Radio Islam, shedding light on the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Oh son, you have never been sent over a better day than this. Oh son, prolong your course today, because you are rising and setting over purified hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the du'as and the worship of the millions of hujjaj and asked you as the day of Arafah Allah arrives and leaves us Ameen. And it is already the day of Eid, so Eid Mubarak to those that are in Southeast Asia. It is already Laylatul Ja'izah, the night that we need to spend in ibadah, in worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray the Isha Salah when the time sets in. Recite your Sunan Du'as, your Masnoon Dhikr, your Wird. And then after that, inshallah, settle down with Quran, with Istighfar, with Du'a, with reflection, with Istighfar. And make this a night of ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then inshallah, tomorrow, bright and early, Tahajjud Salah, Fajr, and Eid Salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May He make us of those who get to witness and experience the joys of Eid many times over, and with hearts that are purified, hearts that are cleansed. As this poet said, you have never been sent over a better day than this. O sun, prolong your course today, because you are rising and setting over purified hearts. Allahu Akbar. If we could just imagine what it must be like to be an Arafah. We are trying to get in touch with our female correspondents, but I'm sure you all understand that these are now the last few hours, the remaining hours that they have in Arafah, and understandably so, this is the time that they want to be in dua and that they need to be in dua. Inshallah, we are trying continuously to be in touch with them, but I know you'll understand if we cannot get through to them. I have promised you, as I did yesterday, and you know, time didn't allow for it, I want to share with you Hajj reflections of one of my students who went for Hajj last year, and she penned down her thoughts, and they are incredibly beautiful thoughts. But before that, sharing with you from one of our listeners, Brother Yunus of Malaysia. He shared with us his experience. Now listen to this. Assalamu alaikum. Dear respected Hafidah, I performed Hajj way back in 1996 with my marhuma wife. Allah grant her Jannah to Firdaus. Ameen. And main memory that stands out for me is being the only Hanafi in a group of Shafi'i Hujjaj. We proceeded and stationed on a mountain pass, completed our Maghrib and Isha Salah together, and they being Shafi'i were intending to proceed to Mina at midnight. Of course, we had to return to the plains of Muzdalifah, and it was two lone figures coming from the mountain and emerging on the sea of humanity, trying to come as close to Masjid al-Mash'al al-Haram as close as possible. Looked so near yet so far, but we managed. Exciting and challenging. MashaAllah, what an experience. We're speaking now to Afa Amara, Radio Islam's Afa Amara from Arafah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Afa Amara.
Assalamu alaikum, Rihanna. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. And how are you today?
Alhamdulillah, Rihanna. Very emotional. But also very blessed to be on the plains of Arafah today. And I think all the Hujjaj, eventually the tears have touched the ground of Arafat. We are so, so blessed to be here. And we can't thank Allah enough for granting us the chance to be here on the plains of Arafat. It is so, so beautiful here today. And many, many Hujjaj now after the Zohar Salah have, you know, have families have congregated, making dua, you know, making just so much of dua. The constituents are crying their hearts out, you know, opening their hands, they're begging bowls, and asking Allah to forgive their sins, begging dua for all their needs, for all their families. So it is so, so beautiful here today, Rihanna.
Alhamdulillah, it's a highly personal, and that's why I really appreciate you sharing your valuable time. I don't want to keep you too long because I'd like you to go back and make dua for all of us and for yourself. It's like a really highly emotional, it's highly personal, right? But because you're there, and like you said, you're holding out your begging bowl, and you tweeted it so beautifully today when you said that, you know, the tears of the Hujjaj reaching the soil, the sand of Arafah. But at the same time, while you're doing your ibadah, you know, in personal, and you're praying and seeking tawbah from Allah, istighfar, everyone around you is also doing the same. So it's like a personal ibadah, but also collective at the same time. Doesn't that make it so special?
Indeed, yes. And, you know, just after Zohar, we actually started making each one makes their own ibadah, personal. Whatever dua they want to make, we actually went out there in the hot sun, we took umbrellas, we sat and we made dua, we cried and cried and cried, we came back in for some water, and then now again, we're going to do a collective dua with the Molana as well, and here we're going to be also shedding lots and lots of tears. And, you know, may Allah Ta'ala accept all the hujjajs, Hajj Iqbal, Hajj Mabroor, Hajj Maqbool, accept everyone's du'as, the whole ummah's du'as as well, whoever will make du'a for yourself.
Ameen, ameen. My last question to you before I let you go is, you know, you told me yesterday you made Hajj about 20 years ago or so. How has that Arafah experience and this one been different or similar?
Rihanna, it is so different. When we made Hajj 20 years ago, we just had a simple mat with a makeshift tent, open tent. And when we got to Arafat today, I was so amazed. We're in a whole fully fitted tent with many, many air cons. I count one, two, we've got about 6-7 air cons here with mattresses as well, lovely mattresses as well. And we've got many, many baths of ice cold water, ice cold. And you can actually go and have as many as you want. And you won't believe it, Rihanna, our tent happened to be... It's actually, I'm looking at the tree of Arafat here in front of me. The tree of Arafat here in our tent in front of me. So, subhanAllah, we are so blessed.
MashaAllah. Also, now that you're making Hajj 20 years later, you're older, you're experienced, you know, life goes on, and I suppose you're taking all those life experiences and whatever you need to pour your heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a much more meaningful experience in so many different ways, right?
Indeed, Rihanna, yes.
Pamara, who is doing the dua for your group? Do you know which alim is doing the dua?
Mulana Pando, he's going to be doing the dua for us as well.
Inshallah. You go well, stay hydrated, keep drinking fluids, look after yourself, and make dua for all of us, please. And
Ameen.
Are thinking of you. Look after yourself, and JazakAllah so much for giving us this time on such a valuable day. Take care and go well. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Rihanna. I think Sister Fazila wants to say a few words.
Yes, please.
Sister Fazila Malik. Let me just get hold of her. Okay, 1 second, Rihanna. But starting off with a call. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen. Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum.
We're going to speak now to Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Fazila Malik.
How are you, Rihanna, and all the listeners back home?
Alhamdulillah. Welcome back. Unfortunately, yesterday our network was down and we were chatting to you. The day of Arafah, what's it like for you? Tell us.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Rabbil Alameen, you know, Allah is so Ghafoor Rahim with all our past years. MashaAllah, last year it took us at least around 20 minutes to come from Mina to Arafat. This year it took us only 12 minutes. I must say it's less than a mini Hajj. And as far as the roads are concerned with the traffic, nothing at all. If we just move very swiftly back into our spot, park our buses. Yes, it is much hotter than all the years of my experience. But Rabbil Alameen is so Ghafoor Rahim that this year our tents are so different to all the years that we've experienced, because mashallah the authorities have made so lovely tents for us together with the air conditions. You know, looking at all the other tents in the other countries are still the same as last year. I must say shukr alhamdulillah. South Africa is very, very, very lucky with all the, you know, easy way of making this the Hajj 1436. Shukr alhamdulillah, we haven't had anybody fainting or anything to that effect. And alhamdulillah, everybody is so far so good, just so far.
Alhamdulillah. So almost rounding off, very little time left for you all. As time always flies by in Arafah, it just goes so by.
Well, it's wakuf time, as you know, this part of the time is wakuf time. Everybody's outside, obviously looking for shade and making their dua. We're just waiting for time for now, Mawlana, to do collective duas. We wait for Maghrib, we wait for the cannon to blow, and then we'll start proceeding to our next stage of Mustarifa, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so Ghafoor Rahim for all these days. Yes, we had rain yesterday as well in Mina. We had thunder lightning showers, but it hasn't affected anybody at all.
Do you expect a lot of traffic, road traffic, bus traffic on the way to Muzdalifa later today?
Well, we're expecting, according to weather forecast, a bit of showers to come down, which we will need, obviously, after this hot day people that are walking will need it, and I'm sure they're going to enjoy it. Allah has been so merciful that He's given us so much of rain, mashallah, at this part of the time, on the deep heat time, you know. We've had rain and we can say shukr, and even if we get that little showers, I'm sure we would make it. And I'm looking forward to Mr. Lipa, because that is one area which we've never ever made on time, etc. But with this little crowd monitoring it this morning, we did not experience anything at all.
Wonderful, mashallah, wonderful. I'm hoping to make my second Hajj with you, inshallah, next year. I hope so. And with
inshallah,
my mom,
inshallah.
Was
like
so
I was saying
to
some people, that, you know, it's not us, or it's not our money. It's what the Rabbul Ameen brings us. I mean, with the lady of 89 years that I've got with me, mashallah, she's been doing so well that Allah has chosen her. Now that she tells me, take me into the sun, I want to make dua, and I feel I don't want her to get a heat stroke being at her age. But mashallah, she did so well. She sat there for 30 minutes and I brought her in now. So inshallah, Allah will bring all those that have not been here. And inshallah, for those that cannot afford it, Allah will make your way for you. Inshallah, Rabbil Alameen.
Ameen, ameen. We wish you and your team and all the Hujjaj the very best for the rest of the Hajj. A safe Hajj, pleasant, and everyone good health and barakah and khair. You take care, stay well, and assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah so much for your time today. Assalamu alaikum.
You're welcome, and wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hold on.
That was Sister Fazila Malik from South Africa, travel agent, speaking to us about the condition of the Hujjaj. Everyone well, safe, hydrated. Alhamdulillah, made it to Arafah in good time. Sister Amara?
Yeah, Hafiz Ali Ghana. We've got 89-year-old Maya. And just let Maya say a few words. 1 second, hold on.
Yes. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, ma. Wa alaikum salam. How are you, ma?
How are you? How are you? Okay.
Alhamdulillah. How is your Hajj, ma?
Okay. Getting on slowly. Because everybody's dua, they're helping me a lot. You know?
MashaAllah.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah,
okay?
Alhamdulillah.
And your
may Allah make
all right?
it easy for you,
yeah.
inshaAllah.
Yeah. InshaAllah. Ameen.
Ameen. 89-year-old Hajji sister, mashallah, Sister Amara's Hajji Ben, 89 years old on the Hajj today, mashallah, in high spirits. We'll check if Sister Amara is with us still. Sister Amara, assalamu alaikum.
But one more sister with Rihanna. I think a very special sister.
Yes.
Her name is Shireen. So 1 second for Shireen, Rihanna.
Yes, sure.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, Sister Shireen. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, yourself?
Alhamdulillah. How has Arafat day been for you so far?
Arafat is amazing. You know, the entire journey is such an inspirational journey for me. Firstly, that Almighty Allah, you know, wanted me to come and visit the Holy Land. And, you know, it made me such a, how can I say, I think back, I am so spoiled, I have all these luxuries, because you hear people commenting on the aircon, the food, the heat, whatever. But this is a test from Almighty Allah. And, you know, every single step, we have to just take it and just get the closeness to going to Almighty Allah. And I always think of our Prophet, peace be upon him, his time, his companions, what they went through. And we are so, so spoiled. You know, we cling on to the dunya things. And this has opened my eyes and my heart, everything, you know. And inshallah, you know, I wish each and every person would come and experience Hajj. It's all about humility. And it's all about sacrifices, and don't hold on to dunya things. Jazakallah.
You're most welcome. Thank you for sharing with us your reflections, and I can hear from your voice, I can hear from what you've shared with us, that you're highly affected and moved by the Hajj experience, and I pray that the barakah of these days continue with you for the rest of your life,
ameen,
inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Okay.
Take care, stay hydrated. Assalamu alaikum.
Rihanna?
Yes, Sister Amara?
Okay, do you have time for one more sister?
Yes, with pleasure. Please tell us who
okay.
are we speaking to?
Sister Shanaz, 1 second, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Shana.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Jesus.
How has the day of Arafah been for you?
Oh, it's been fantastic. It's been the most wonderful experience of my life and such a wonderful journey, really. I cannot explain the opulence of the beauty of Medina and Makkah. You know, and I become so emotional. I'm sorry.
That's something
that I've never expected in my life. So I want the readers out there, the listeners out there to know that, they must really look forward. They must make a lot of dua that Allah brings them here. This is the best thing Allah can ever do for a Muslim.
Absolutely.
Is anything else you'd like to ask
me? Is this your first Hajj?
Yes, this is my first Hajj, and I think my mother-in-law with me. She's 87 years old. And Alhamdulillah, she's doing well. We're also doing well. And so far, everything is going very, very well. There's no obstacles in our way.
Excellent.
Allah has been, yeah.
Are you looking forward to going to Mina and pelting tomorrow?
Yes, we're looking forward to everything, yes. We were a little bit overwhelmed, but it's moving very smoothly. Yes.
Shukran, alhamdulillah. Do you have any message for family or friends back home from South Africa
who may be listening on
to the program?
See, I'd like to send a message on behalf of my Haji Ben, and to become my best friend, Auntie Sabira Ali, to say to her grandchildren, let me grade out the names, Sadika, Sunaid, Mohsin, Zainab and Rehan, that she loves them very, very much. She misses them. She's making a lot of dua for them. And inshallah, she'll see them soon.
Oh, that's a wonderful message. Alhamdulillah.
Well, I'd like to send a message to my
I love that you've become best friends and that you're bonding.
Yes.
That's part of the Hajj and the gift of Hajj. So just keep those friendships. They're very special friendships. And that they're friendships made in the best places of the world, right?
Alhamdulillah, in the most Mubarak place.
Absolutely. Jazakumullah for your time, Sister Shana.
Okay.
Please make dua for everyone at Radio Islam.
I will.
Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Rihanna.
Wa alaikum assalam, Fahmara. Those are lovely interviews that you shared with us from your Haji bands, and to you and to them all for taking out their precious time to share with us. It means a lot to us. Allah keep you safe. Make the rest of your journey easy for you. Give you barakah in your ibadah. Answer every dua that you make. Stay hydrated. Stay healthy. Stay well. All the best for the pelting, inshallah.
JazakAllah so much, Rihanna. To all the lovely listeners out there, to my family, also to my husband Ismail, my son Yusuf, and everybody out there. Love you all. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah. We love you too. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our Afa Amara from Radio Islam on Hajj at Arafah with the other sisters, and we were fortunate to speak to our Haji Ben, Haji sisters. There's just the sense of love and companionship, sisterhood. There's this excitement about being on Arafah and about looking forward to the days of Jamarat, the pelting of Mina that's coming. There's a sense of gratitude and deep emotion, reflection, gratitude to Allah. This is the Hajj. It brings out within us emotions that we never knew we had, and it allows us to start living, truly living as grateful servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to leave you now with these beautiful words that I shared with you earlier, and it is, you have never been sent over a better day than this. Oh son, prolong your course today, because you are rising and setting over purified hearts. May Allah accept our du'as and worship on this day of Arafah and allow us the opportunity to stand in Arafah next year. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.